This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Gerritsen Building Supply, Umpqua Community College, with the virtual Legacy Ball coming up on Friday. And College President Dr. Rachel Pockrant, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Lovely to see you.
So talk about this Legacy Ball. Maybe just give people an idea of what it's all about.
Well, I am fairly new, as you know, but my understanding is that usually the community gets together, fancy gowns, dicky bow ties, penguin suits, and they have a big party. But because of COVID, we are not going to get everybody in the same room this year. So we're going virtual, although we are encouraging folks to have individual parties in their own homes.
So what's the purpose behind doing this?
This is all about supporting students and academic programs. So every year we choose a focus for the fundraising. And this year I'm super excited that we're going to support our forestry program and our wildland firefighting program. Obviously, there's a theme there, right? We have a really important industry in Douglas County. And our wildland firefighters and our foresters support our economy. And our programs train those folks to be out there doing those jobs. So we are going to focus all of our fundraising efforts on those programs.
And just last week, we talked to the director of the forestry program, learned more about that. He's got a lot of enthusiasm about what he does there and seems to be doing a lot of work with really connecting students with people in the industry, you know, a lot more than just sitting in a classroom and learning from books.
Well, that is the truth. Jared is a force of nature, and he's amazing. He is so well connected with the forestry community here in Douglas County. They actually took me out for a tour this past fall and taught me all about the industry and everything from planting the trees all the way through to I went to Swanson to the manufacturing plant and saw the planks come off the manufacturing belt there, and it was fascinating. So yes, that's what Jared does. He wants students to understand their place in that part of our thriving economy.
And obviously, wildland firefighters, really important component, and a lot of interest in that. I mean, 350 every year, that's a big number.
It's a big number, and it's growing because that's what the need is. Obviously, we need to protect those natural resources. So the money that we raise this coming Friday at 6 p.m., starting at 6 p.m., will all go to support some equipment for that program and field experiences for that program and student scholarships so that we can pay tuition for folks who want to get into that industry.
So if people want to participate and help out, what do they do?
They are going to go to www.umqua.edu/legacyball, and you can sign up, and the ticket is free this year. So no excuse not to participate, and then you'll get all kinds of information about how to log in that night. And we have an hour-long program that night, and lots of really cool videos that we've been working on. Student stories, faculty stories, stories about what we spent last year's Legacy Ball money on. Just really fun things about UCC, and it's just an hour.
And obviously, it's a little bit different than a live event. I guess people can dance in their own house. I don't know. That seems awkward.
I will be dancing in my own house. Don't call me awkward. Well, it's going to be awesome. I'm having some folks over. We're going to have some yummy things to eat and some adult beverages. And yes, there will be dancing in my living room.
Okay. You've now officially heard it from the president. You've got permission. You know, the virtual events, the other part of that too, and this component with dealing with COVID and all the technological things that have come along because of it. One other element about this, though, is that you can reach out to past students and folks who still are supporters of the college, but it could be anywhere in the world. It could certainly be anywhere in the U.S. and easily access this at their time and participate and help out that way.
It's so true. I think we're going to have a much broader reach, although we're all going to miss each other in one spot for a fun event. But there are definitely some pluses. Hashtag silver linings from COVID, right?
Well, and it's been interesting to watch that because you hear more and more about these events. And I think maybe what I keep hearing from a lot of different sectors is that in the future, the virtual component probably is going to stay with events. You may still have a big in-person event, but make it accessible so people could actually connect in from other places and all of that. It kind of makes a big world a lot smaller.
I agree. And, you know, not everybody loves to go to those big events. My husband is probably really psyched that he doesn't have to put on the Dickie bow tie and go do that thing. So, something for everyone, right?
And for the Legacy Ball, I mean, this is where you're trying to dig deep. Do you have a particular number you're looking for to raise?
We really don't have a fundraising goal. It's all about participation, because as well as raising funds, we want to raise friends at UCC. So we want people to participate. We want people to understand what we're up to. And then we also want people to go on and see if they can bid on something cool that we have for our silent auction and our live auction this year as well. Do you want to hear some of those
things?
Sure. So you can bid to have a UCC team experience with one of our sports teams. So, for example, if you wanted to hang out with our basketball team for a practice and sit on the bench during a game, you could do that. You can bid on a pool party at the UCC pool if you've ever been there. It's really awesome, and you can have that privately to yourself for an event. You can bid on a tiger encounter at Wildlife Safari. We have an Oregon Coast getaway. We have a hot air balloon weekend. You can also bid on a private observatory gazing. So we have an observatory at the campus, and Dr. Paul Morgan will host your group, and you can look through the telescopes and all those kinds of things. So, go online and take a look at all the cool auction items that we have. There's some really cool things. And then, of course, the coolest one is I am offering a tea party for 8 people. I grew up in the UK, and so I love my afternoon tea, and I'm going to make cucumber sandwiches, and hopefully somebody will pay lots of money so that we can support lots of students.
That must mean that in that culture, cucumber sandwiches are popular?
Well, apparently, I actually don't like them that much, but we'll have tea cakes and all kinds of yummy, delicious, sugary things as well.
Wow. So a lot of options there, a lot of ways to come in at different levels and help out the virtual Legacy Ball Friday night. Give folks a log, you know, the web information again.
www.umqua.edu/legacyball.
Dr. Rachel Pockrant, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
8:39 on the Morning Report.